And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, I'd call them, you mean dry beans or green beans?
Well,
I shelled either one. Both ways, green shell beans or dry shell beans.
Okay. What do you call the types of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Well, a salad.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Hominy?
Mm-mm. When it's still, when you don't take it off the cob.
Oh, boiled corn. I reckon people are just... Oh.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Well, I see little bitty old ground squirrels, and then I see what they call gray squirrels, you know.
And the gray squirrels live up in...
They're the bigger squirrels, and they're little ground squirrels, just little old fellows, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Polecat.
Okay.
You can always tell when one of them's around.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big and it hops along the ground?
Toad frog.
Okay, now does a toad frog live on the land or in the water?
Well, mostly on land, I think. Now, bullfrogs is bad to live in water, dabble in water.
Okay.
But a toad frog, I think, mostly stays on the ground.
What do you call a smaller variety of the same creature that makes a chirping noise? I think they live up in trees.
Yeah, I don't know as I know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Fish worms.
Okay. What do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Well, just fish bait. I think either one, either small or large, would be fish bait.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes? Sort of. Sometimes they look like they're just sitting still up in the air.
Butterflies, or?
Mm-mm, this one has smaller wings than a butterfly. It's long, thin.
I wouldn't know. You might ask Nana, she may.
Well, now, sometimes people say if you see one of these, then you'll see a snake.
Oh, what you talking about now? We always called them snake doctors.
Snake doctors,
yeah.
Okay.
It's sort of an ugly looking old
yeah,
woman, say.
Are. Well, do you know why they're called snake doctors?
Well, I've heard people argue they adopted snakes, but I don't think sure that's so. Nana, you're going to have to let this side down. I cannot sit humped up here.
Carol.
I just can't.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Chimney sweeper.
Well, now, this is an insect.
Insect dirt daubers.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy.
I don't know what you'd say about that.
Oh, I bet you would. Let me read it again. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say the boy, what, his father? The boy
favors his father,
fact.
Or resembles
yeah.
his father.
Okay. Favors or resembles. All right, now, so if a boy's appearance is like his father's, you say the boy favors his father.
Yeah, yeah, and has ways like his father.
Okay. Now, has ways like means he acts like him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.